Most parents would not want their children skipping school, but in this case, there was something far more important, so important, it should not even be considered missing school, but doing to learn. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Radiate. Apply either foliar or in furrow. Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Learn how Radiate makes all the difference at your local Crop Production Services retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefund.org. That's wildfirereliefund.org.
Joyce O'Neill has been a lifelong parishioner of Brown Chapel AME Church in Selma, Alabama. During 1965, this house of worship was host for meetings that Joyce attended to learn more about how to be proactive in the civil rights movement.
We were also taught during those sessions how to protect ourselves when we were in marches, because we would leave either First Baptist or Brown Chapel and march to the courthouse as students with signs that said, "Let my parents vote," or "Let my mother and father vote."
There were meetings here at all times and all days, it seems, during 1965.
We were in mass meetings here at night, never missed a mass meeting. The mass meetings is primarily when Dr. King came in to speak.
The crowds inside this church were huge.
People would stand all around the walls. We really didn't know we were breaking the fire code, but nobody cared during that time. But now when we celebrate on the first Sunday in March, the fire marshal is here to click off the number of people who come in the church. But it didn't matter if it blew up, and we all blew up with it in 1965.
During the day, it was mostly young people like Joyce who attended the meetings.
My mother marched in the teachers' march. But during the day when we were going to the courthouse, she was at work. She had to work because they had been told that if they left school, they would be fired.
Her mother had a four-year degree and was a full-time teacher. Yet she had been denied the right to vote. Her story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Selma, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.